The press release says, quote, the Antiquities Act has been inappropriately used and needs to be changed to provide safeguards to communities like ours. No president should have unilateral control to designate monuments. While there are sometimes appropriate situations for monument designation, often monument designation becomes a political play. The consequences cripple local economies and communities. Summit Land Conservancy Executive Director Cheryl Fox says state officials should pay attention to recent citizen efforts to save Bonanza Flat.
You know, I think that the Bonanza Flat transaction ought to be a flag for people. That engaged so many people across the state of Utah and across the country to save a piece of open space in Utah. And if our elected officials, statewide elected officials, were to kind of look at that and realize that, you know, that was not an anomaly. That was not just a Park City activity. That was a statewide step very much in the opposite direction of what we think has been proposed. I mean, we don't know because they didn't release any details that I could find. So shrinking public lands and shrinking people's access to lands and shrinking protected areas and opening more areas up for exploitation doesn't seem to really be in step with what a whole lot of Utah residents and citizens want to see.
The San Juan County statement says, quote, we are grateful for Secretary Zinke and the Trump administration for their thoughtful review of Bears Ears and the other 21 monuments. We have always believed that Secretary Zinke listened to all sides and worked to make a decision based on facts. We look forward to the coming months and seeing the decision of this administration. Utah Open Lands Executive Director Wendy Fisher doesn't agree that all the groups involved have been given adequate consideration by Secretary Zinke.
You know, there's no question that it's really highly questionable why they're being shrunk and who they are really listening to. Utah Open Lands worked with seven tribes of Utah on a piece of property to protect it down in the Salt Lake Valley. And we got to know a lot of those tribes really well. I know Mark Maryboy, who's been speaking out from the Navajo side. That's one of the biggest disheartening things. I mean, as Cheryl said, you have all of these people in Utah that recognize the value of our national parks, of our public lands, and to not respect or respond to that as a leader, I think, is not visionary, and it doesn't demonstrate leadership. And then I think the second part of it is I'm really wondering why there hasn't been more understanding of what the tribe's position is in all of this.
Secretary Zinke released his findings on 22 national monuments to President Trump, but the details of his report are not public. He told the Associated Press he would not recommend eliminating any national monuments. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.